This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Robert Reason. Welcome to the CEO Show. This week you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
We're here today with Claire Hart. How are you, Claire?
I'm doing very well, Robert. Great to see you.
And Claire is the CEO of Sterling Backcheck, which is one of the largest screening companies in the world. And I want to ask you about the whole business of screening. Talk about what your business at Sterling Backcheck is.
Sterling Backcheck does background screening for companies throughout the United States. We screen companies in the United States. We screen employees in the United States. And we screen in 192 countries. So what does that mean? At the very basic level, the background screen includes verifications of employment and education. It includes a criminal background check. For most companies, those are the two things that they do at a minimum: employment and education verification and a criminal background check. Depending upon the industry, companies will also do a motor vehicle check, drug screening, and credit checking. And it also depends on the job function, the type of screen they do. But today, Robert, everyone is doing background screening as part of the pre-hire process. And some companies do screening as part of post-hire standards within their organization.
Post-hire?
Yes. So after an employee is on board with the company, some companies like to have the background screening done on a periodic basis. So every year, every 2 years. Other companies have standards where when an employee is promoted, they have a background screen done again, just to make sure as they're moving up in the organization, their screen is still clear. And then there are other companies, particularly those that are dealing with the vulnerable sector. It might be nursing homes, hospitals, schools, some of the people in the on-demand economy, like the drivers, people that are driving for Lyft or for Uber, would be looking at continuous background screening, so they know if a driver had an assault, was convicted of assault, or they were convicted of a DUI or driving while intoxicated. So it's screening is evolving. It's an absolute from a pre-hire perspective. It's a must-have. And from after someone's employed with the company, increasingly we're seeing companies looking at developing policies for post-hire screening as well.
And are most companies going to do this on their own, or why would they hire a third party to do this?
Years ago, companies did the screening on their own, but years ago, the screening was typically just employment and education verification. So HR employees would call HR employees at other companies, verify employment, they call universities, verify education. But it's become more sophisticated.
And now exposure is enormous.
Yes.
So it's a whole different ballgame, especially with the digital world.
Exactly. And it's no longer just it's no longer just verifications. Criminal background checks are essential. Everyone does criminal background checks. You want to make sure that the people you're hiring, depending upon the position for which you're hiring, do not have criminal records that are going to make them ineligible for the position. So it varies by position. Someone could have been convicted of a DUI 5 years ago. It's not going to affect their role because they don't drive for their job. So that may not be a reason to not hire the person. So there's a complexity around the screen that employers have to work through. And there's a complexity around the screen that employers don't want to work through, which is making sure that the criminal background check is covering the state, counties, and sometimes at a federal level for the individual that they're hiring.
This is Robert Risa on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Claire Hart, who is the CEO of Sterling Backcheck, one of the largest screening companies. And you actually work with 25% of the Fortune 100 companies. Talk about what that relationship is like versus working with a smaller company.
Sure. When we're working with larger companies like the Fortune 100 companies, there's a much more hands-on relationship from a, of course, on the sales side. That's true for the smallest companies up to the largest companies. Very focused on making sure that the sales process is simple, it's factual. We're educating people very often as part of the sales process in what is an accurate screen, what is a compliant screen. But when you get to the larger installations or larger organizations, typically they're a more sophisticated, more demanding client. Some examples of that sophistication is most of them integrate background screening into their applicant tracking system or their HRIS system. So we've built technology to enable that integration between Sterling Backcheck's background screening processes and technology and over 40 applicant tracking and HRIS systems. So just about any of the popular applicant tracking or HRIS systems, you're going to be able to integrate our capabilities. The beauty of this, Robert, is background screening is now part of the workflow. A recruiter or someone in the security or compliance organization that is part of the hiring process does not have to go somewhere else. They can work right within their environment, whether it's a Taleo applicant tracking system, an iSIMS, a PeopleMatter, or a PeopleSoft, SuccessFactors. Our capabilities are integrated into that application, making it easier for the recruiter to process and onboard employees.
Technology is really at the center of things then now. It's one of the most essential components.
Yes, and technology is one of the principal reasons why people come to Sterling Backcheck rather than attempt to do background screening on their own. Sterling Backcheck has built innovative technology that enables us to go directly into the databases of two-thirds of the courthouses in the United States.
Really?
It's a technology called Court Direct, and this enables us to get accurate information. You don't have to worry about people typing the wrong middle initial or the wrong digit on a Social Security number. You have the accurate information directly from the applicant. We process that using technology, making it easy and faster for the recruiter to get a screened applicant through. Now, there are some courthouses that are not automated, so for them, we have to send people out to determine if a conviction is found.
And I'm thinking the value proposition is pretty strong considering the cost of a mistake.
Yes. Well, for employers and for any CEO listening to this message or this interview, there's many things to consider. Number one is compliance. Mm-hmm. You have to be compliant when you're doing background screening. We put a lot of emphasis, we invest a lot in our compliance function within the organization. The other thing is speed. We are in a war for talent. When we talk to our customers in the HR function, it is all about getting employees in the door. So we've got to move quickly and we've got to respond quickly. Our technology enables us to do that, to process the background screen faster than the competition. The other thing that we can provide the HR executives, and this helps every company that uses our service, is we report on the program, on their screening program. You may say, Robert, you may say, well, what does that mean? Well, we can tell the recruiter how many people we found that have hits, meaning they have a criminal conviction. Now that recruiter knows that if they see a trend in applicants that have convictions, they need to find a different recruiting pool or a different
place
to
recruit. Is that fascinating? So you're hitting systemically the core of a potential problem.
Exactly. And that is all about driving competitive advantage. Every company has to look in every corner of their organization for competitive advantage. And when it comes to the hiring process, this is one of the places, finding out where you're recruiting.
1 minute left. We have about 600,000 listeners in. Many of them, probably most of them, are actually business owners. What advice do you have that people could take as business owners to improve their screening?
The number one thing to consider is make sure you have a background screening company that takes compliance seriously. There are lawsuits associated with failed compliance, and you need to be sure that the company you're working with is careful about their criminal background checks. They put the time and effort into the verifications of employment and education. And a new service that we just launched this year is I-9 capabilities. Every company in the country has to make sure that every employee that they hire is eligible to work. It's federally mandated. Our I-9 capabilities give recruiters and give HR executives the confidence that their I-9 program is compliant.
We're with Claire Hart, CEO of Sterling Backcheck. When we come back, we're going to talk about insights on growing a business and leadership philosophies. Back in a few.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Claire Hart, who is the CEO of Sterling Backcheck, one of the largest screening companies in all of the world. And you have about 2,800 employees here. So what, as CEO, would you say your advice is on building a great culture?
I think the number one thing that a CEO needs to do is make sure that their leadership team or their executive committee, whatever they call their team of direct reports, is made up of high quality, smart, ambitious executives.
And ambitious, you've used that word, we've spoken about that before. That's not usually a word people use. Why is that so important to you?
Because in my view, every employee in the company, I want every employee in the company to feel ambition, whether that ambition is because they're very career oriented and they want to get to the next level in their career, or their ambition is just to get an accolade or a compliment from a customer or an internal customer. Ambition is something that if you have it innately, you're going to work harder, you're going to work smarter, and you're going to drive better results. For the executive committee to have that ambition, Sterling Backcheck is a leader in our industry. We want to be number one in this industry. Every executive committee member has to have that ambition. And that ambition translates to passion and conviction about what we're doing across all of the functions, whether it's sales and marketing, whether it's technology, product development, HR, finance, legal, operations, whatever it happens to be. That level of ambition turns into passion, and it's contagious.
How do you know when you're interviewing someone? You're great, you're the best at screening, but how do you know when you're actually interviewing someone that they have the ambition? Are there questions you'll ask? Are there answers they'll give? When they're working on the job, are there practices they'll employ?
I think that when you're interviewing, when I've interviewed and try to tap into this vein of whether someone is ambitious, it's life experience questions. So tell me about a very difficult business situation that you were able to overcome. And you have to listen very carefully to the person's response, because if they don't really tell you how they overcame it, or they find excuses for why it didn't work out, they're not your person.
Wow. That is terrific. What advice to look for the vein of ambition by finding how they handled challenges and really carefully listening. You could capture their whole future in one answer.
And you can, because I've interviewed people, and I'm sure you have too, where it wasn't their fault that something didn't work. It was other people or other departments. Well, real leaders will dig in and work
don't
with other
take
departments.
Excuses.
They don't take excuses.
They find solutions. Exactly. And actually what I found is with most great CEOs, the obstacles are what enable them to have their real leadership shine
That's
through.
That's right. You learn the most when you're going through difficult times.
That is brilliant advice. I want to ask you, you're in a very unique position. You had a venerable founder and owner started the company in 1975. Then in 2013 of May, you become president after being CEO of other companies like Infogroup. And what is that like, your mentality coming in where you have someone who built their baby into a really powerful industry leader, and now you have their baby in your hands?
It's risky. I think the first thing I would say is anyone that's going to embark on a CEO succession plan, which I did, you have to go in with your eyes open. And going in with my eyes open meant when I met the founder and CEO, I needed to understand if he was serious about becoming chairman and stepping away from the business. And so I can hear from him, I can get body language, I can understand what his views are, but it was also important to get the views of the board and other senior executives in the company. Was he serious about making this transition? Once you get through that, then, and I came on board, it was two-dimensional, Robert. First of all, you have to get in and you have to do the job that you were hired to do. Make work on scaling this business. But the other dimension is respecting and being sensitive to the fact that the founder has built this. It is his baby, and he's been at it for 38 years, now 40 years of his life. So you have to be mindful of that in the way you involve him and the way you engage with employees and the board and respect what has been built.
So what is your vision?
My vision for Sterling Backcheck is to be number one in the background screening industry. And we're going to do that by, number one, as I talked earlier about hiring the best executive committee and therefore hiring the best people in the company, in the industry. And it's also about making sure that we are very client-focused and we deliver the products that we say we're going to deliver to our clients. We support our clients. I often say our success depends on our client's success, and it does. That means that every person who is the buyer, whether they're head of HR, head of compliance, head of security, they have confidence that Sterling Backcheck is going to be there to provide the services as promised.
What is the website?
The website is www.sterlingbackcheck.com. Sterling Backcheck is one word.
Okay, so I want to ask you now, the tough question is about a big challenge you faced and overcame, because you just gave me the advice that that's what you find out from people about their capacity. So what was, you've had a huge career where you were executive vice president at Dow Jones, you were CEO of Info Group. What was a real challenge that you faced that you overcome, and what did you learn from that?
One of the biggest challenges in my career, and what I often call is one of the darkest days of my career, was when I took over as CEO of Factiva, which was a joint venture between Dow Jones and Reuters. And the first CEO went to follow a dot-com dream, and he poached roughly 13 people. He took 13 people with him over a period of 3 months. And it was the final sort of three people that he took that I thought, how are we going to be able to deliver the new product that we promised the market we would deliver by July? We were in March. We had 4 months. Fast forward, we did deliver the product. And the reason we delivered the product is because we got the right people rallied around it. They understood how important it was from a reputational perspective, from a business perspective, from a client perspective, that we had to get this product out the door. It was a joint venture. It was a risk that it was going to work or not work. So that lesson for me was, with the right people, anything is possible.
What is your number one biggest job as CEO? And you've got 40 seconds left.
Making sure you have the right people in the right roles. And sounds very obvious, but it's very difficult to make sure that in each role you have someone who's competent in their function, whatever that function happens to be, sales and marketing, product, technology, finance, that they're a team player, because the world is moving way too fast. Look what's happening in the market, in the stock market. Things are going at an accelerated pace everywhere. There's no way you can have one person that knows everything. You have to be able to operate as a team. So that's critical. And people that can lead other people. They can lead other people in a constructive and a productive way. Those are the things you have to look for to drive success in an organization.
Great having you on the CEO Show.
It was great to be here, Robert. Thank you so much.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. With my co-host, Ralph Anderson, CEO of The Green Group, we'll interview great entrepreneurs who will share insights on innovation, overcoming challenges, and building success. And we're here today with Larry Janeski. How are you, Larry?
Hey, fantastic.
And we're actually in the recording booth of Basement Systems. Larry is the founder and CEO of Basement Systems, which is a different type of organization than you've probably seen anywhere. Why don't you just walk through the concept of what it is? And I'm just so everyone knows, we're sitting in a 55-acre park in Connecticut with seven massive buildings.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to explain. I mean, most people here locally in Connecticut know us as basement waterproofing contractors, and we've advertised all things basement-y lately. Basement waterproofing, basement finishing, foundation structural repair, crawl spaces, humidity and mold control, and nasty crawl spaces too. So that's what they know us as, but we're really so much more than that. So years ago, I started out as a builder, and then the building industry or the housing market bubble burst in 1987, and I got into the basement waterproofing business kind of by accident. And I said, hey, you know, here's a business where I could make my mark, you know, a sort of unregulated, under-the-radar business that really had not a lot of value added. And so I started doing it myself, and I started developing products that other basement waterproofing contractors could use that would give them a competitive advantage in their areas. And I started calling around the country saying, hey, would you like to be a dealer for us? We have some pretty neat products. And so we built today five different dealer networks in basement waterproofing, basement finishing, crawl space repair, structural repair of foundations, and home energy conservation through our Dr. Energy Saver brand. And so what we do here is we're dedicated to making our dealers successful. So we want to do everything we can to make our dealers successful, whether it be marketing, sales, production, training, software, procedures, processes, everything that a contractor would need that he can't do himself. And they do the things that we can't do in their local area, like the actual installations and the actual, you know, going out and meeting with local customers. So, you know, we're in this building, we have, you know, people that do, you know, shipping boxes, which is primarily our economic engine, is, you know, selling materials to our dealers. That's why we want them to be more successful, because they'll buy more materials. And we have people that do programming because we're an internet marketing agency for our dealers. So we have 55 people in our internet department. We have 310 employees in total here in Connecticut. And we have a local installation company called Connecticut Basement Systems and Dr. Energy Saver of Connecticut, who are the sort of living laboratories for all our crazy ideas. So we operate those businesses to be the models for our dealers who are contractors themselves to emulate. You know, they come here, they say, you know, they come to the mothership from Des Moines, Iowa, or Seattle, or Calgary, or wherever, and they say, wow, I want to be like those guys. You know, I want my local business to be just like theirs.
Larry, hi, it's Ralph. How are you? When was that ha-ha moment that you knew you had a truly growing business?
Well, you know, there was a few franchises when I started, a few, but they were not very good. You know, they're very limited in scope. They were not very creative, not very innovative. And I thought, well, I could do way better than they could do. And but, you know, 25 years ago, I couldn't envision what it is today. You know, it's kind of like, you know, developing a business, I think, is like driving a car at night. You know, you can only see as far as your headlights, you know, and then you drive that far and then you can see farther still. Right. And so I'm not a big believer in long term planning because you make too many assumptions that are incorrect and it throws your whole plan off. So might as well just take action and get started and, you know, do the thing that you think is the best thing to do today and this week and this month and then say, all right, now what? And you just keep making improvements and developments as you go.
This is Robert Reese and Ralph Anderson on the Entrepreneurial CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Larry Janeski, who is the founder and CEO of Basement Systems. Before I ask your next question, what is the website here, if anyone just wants to look it up?
BasementSystems.com. And through my own website, LarryJaneski.com, that's J-A-N-E-S-K-Y, Jane Sky, LarryJaneski.com, you can get to all of our different websites for all of our different businesses.
And here's a fascinating thing, the culture here. When we did the tour of the buildings, they have tree houses, you know, with Boomtown, where all the technology people work. Just talk through about the culture and the facilities, and it's nothing like you've ever seen.
Yeah, no, it's unique. I mean, some people have called us the Google of the East here. We have these themed spaces in our building. So we started out many years ago where we, in our cafeteria, had folding tables and chairs. So we said, let's do something cool with this. And so we built sort of a 50s style cafeteria with red and white diner booths. And it's also happens to be a beautiful setting. It's a, you know, big wall of windows looking out over a valley. It's really beautiful. But so we started out with this 50s cafeteria. And then we said, you know, let's do a treehouse theme. And we have 28 people in this area where they're all at different levels off the floor. Some might be, you know, on floor level. Some might be 7 steps high. So you walk up 7 steps to get to your desk, basically. And it could be somebody underneath you. And it's all decked out in a treehouse theme. So it's all wood and boards and logs and all this. And it's really cool, really cool. I mean, that's what people say when they walk in. They say, wow, cool, you know. And that's what we want them to say. So, you know, we said, you know, this is working out really good, this theme thing. And we're in competition with all the other employers for the best employees. So we want them to want to come to work here. So we did another project. We did the Tree Fort, which is more logs and such. We did the iStar Station, which is where we're sitting now, which is a space station theme where we have our animation, audio, and video departments. We did Boomtown, which is an 1880s mining town theme. We have a water tower, an actual mine that you walk through, and all these little buildings. It's like Main Street Disney World with an 1880s mining town theme. We have the Forge and Anvil, which is our newest project, which is a vintage industrial theme, which is off the hook. It's really, really cool. And we have these presidential rooms decked out like 100-year-old library themes. And so, you know, our employees love it. They come here and they, you know, they can see that this is not just a stodgy old, you know, cubicle hell here.
You know, it's funny. Walking around, it certainly is. It seems to be a lot of fun, and the employees seem to have a lot of fun. But in addition to the fun, I'm sure there's training and hiring and all the issues you have to deal with your business. So how do you go about training and hiring people?
Well, for hiring, we have a full-time recruiter now. And so we stopped messing around and having each you know, department manager hire their own people, right? Because some people are really bad at hiring, right? And that's you know, I don't have to tell other CEOs how much time and money you waste by hiring the wrong people. So we got that taken care of, and our recruiter knows our businesses really well. They know what goes on in each department and exactly what we're looking for. For training, you know, we provide so much training to our dealers that all we have to do is have our people here at the national headquarters, you know, get that same training, and they really, you know, are very far along in understanding, you know, what our business is about and all the intricacies. So we have audio training that people can listen to in their cars. We have videos. We have live training and, you know, books and all kinds of reference materials.
I want to interrupt you. What's a unique training practice, something you've taught your people that you feel is really unique to your culture, a belief you have?
A belief that we have. Well, you know, we have this thing called the WOW Service Program, and that we developed, and it's tells each of the employees in each of the departments. So that's marketing, appointment center, sales, production, service, the office, and accounting. And it tells each of those people how to behave in each situation. So you know, with our customers. So it tells them exactly what we have to do, what they have to do in their department to get the customer to say, wow. And, you know, for example, one thing is, you know, the company is one department. So the homeowner doesn't want to explain their whole situation to someone, only to be transferred to have to start explaining it all over again. So we don't make them do that, and we do warm handoffs and on the phone. That's just one example of hundreds of things.
Okay, we are about to take a commercial break. We're speaking with Larry Janeski, who is the founder and CEO of Basement Systems. When we come back, Larry is an incredible author. Wait to hear this, called The Highest Calling. And we're going to hear about that and his philosophy on great sales, great leadership, great management. Back in a few.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Ralph Anderson on the Entrepreneurial CEO Show, where we speak with great entrepreneurs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Larry Janeski, who is the founder and CEO of Basement Systems. And this is really a dream place. He started as almost a teenager and has now built it into, we're on almost, I think, a 55-acre park with seven huge buildings. Now, Larry, in addition to the business itself, you have a real passion for leadership training. You have books out. Share some of your philosophies on what makes someone a great first salesperson. Then you talk about what makes someone a great manager.
I didn't go to college, and I think that was a blessing for me. And so I had to learn what I needed to learn on my own. You're never on your own, right? You're taught by masters. You know, you can have someone who's a master at their craft, whether it be marketing, sales, whatever it is, leadership, team building, and they put their whole life's work into a book, and you could buy for, you know, $15, right? And in my case, it was audiobooks. So I trained myself in audiobooks, constantly listened to audiobooks for the last 30 years. And so I'm a big believer in personal development. And so when I looked at my dealer network and really anybody in my business, when they're stuck, when they're not performing, when they're, you know, they're bored, they're not engaged, it's because they need to develop themselves personally. And so I'm big into personal development. So I developed a lot of personal development programs, books, audios that I give to my employees, my dealers, for them to grow personally. And it's not just my stuff. I recommend, you know, other authors' stuff as well. And sort of weave that into the fabric of the culture here. I'm always developing new kinds of personal development training materials that I can give to my dealers. And, you know, it sets us apart from anybody else that they engage with because, you know, nobody talks about this.
What makes you have these dealers and they work through the network, and all of a sudden I've seen all these things where they become highly successful. What is the difference that makes, if you could say systemically, the core that makes an entrepreneur successful versus not as successful? What is the secret?
Well, that's easy. It's just how the owner thinks, how the leader thinks. And so if the business is stuck, it's because the leader's stuck. And so in order to get the business unstuck, you've got to get the leader unstuck. Now, sometimes that's not possible. You know, some people are, unwilling to let go of the person that they are to become the person that they need to be to get the results that they at least say that they want. That's the key. You know, it's, you know, not the haves and the have-nots, it's the wills and the will-nots, right? It's the people that are willing to do new things, try new things, say new things, talk to people they've never talked to before, say things they've never said before, and make mistakes and look stupid. You know, you got to be bad at something in order to be good at it one day, and leadership is, you know, no different. So that's the key.
Let me just go a little off topic and ask you, what one or two main issues keeps you up at night?
You know, people ask me that question, what's the biggest problem? And for us, I swear, we really, the only problem we have is that we can't get to the things that we know work fast enough. I mean, we're not short of opportunities. We're not, fortunately, you know, we don't have to deal with government regulation and such. Competition, we have none. I mean, none that we worry about. We do things in such a different way than anybody else. We don't worry about competition at all. It's just, you know, we know that there's value to be given and value to be harvested. We know what to do. It's just, you know, how fast can we build our team and build our infrastructure to take advantage of it? And that's what we're doing. We're growing very quickly.
And as you learn, you have like a blue book that you write everything in. And I think this is a great practice. Just talk about that.
Well, I keep journals. You know, I write down things that I learned that are important to me, that make sense, that I should remember, that may come in handy in the future. And I, you know, probably fill up a journal every couple months. I fill up a hardcover journal. And but I wrote a book called The Highest Calling, and it's a business book written as a novel in 2009, and it won a bunch of awards for best business book of that year. It's available on my website, LarryJanesky.com, and it comes with a journal. It comes with a hardcover journal that's blank and has a sort of a bonus, and it's part of the story, actually. And
okay. What about, as you said before, you have very little competition, you're not concerned about it. Is that because you're doing something in a unique manner? Is it something?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you have to redefine who you are to whom, right? So what is my business to whom? And we don't want to be what our competitors are, right? Because if we, like, I think you got to look at a marketplace and look at a company and say, would I trade places with them? Right? Do I want to trade places with them? Do I want to be that guy? Because, you know, he's going to put on their best face, right? You don't see all the struggles and the, oh, well, they're not making any money. Well, they're, you know, they're undercapitalized. Well, they have all these problems. They have, system problems and, you know, they're, you know, whatever. I mean, you don't see the dirty side of the chassis, right? But you know it's there. So I think when you go into marketplace, you got to outflank your competitor by being something to an audience that they are not. And maybe they can't be. You know, that's the way to beat an entrenched, you know, company that's been there for so long. They have so much invested in their infrastructure and who they are that they can't step away from that. And you can, because you have nothing invested in it, and you're going to, you know, eat their lunch.
So you didn't go to college, you started a company on your own, and now you have this enormous company. What was a big challenge that you went through and a lesson you learned? And we have about a minute and a half.
Well, yeah, kind of going back to the personal growth thing, you know, there's times when I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't handle any more personally. I'm doing so much myself. I'm involved in so many things that I'm just at my plimsoll line. That's the line they painted on ships. So they load them till they, you know, the water line is at the plimsoll line so they wouldn't sink when they crossed the ocean. And you just can't load it any higher than that, you know. And so when I reinvented myself constantly, it's a constant process to say, if I am feeling frustrated, I have to reinvent my job. And you have to obviously delegate and choose the things you're going to be involved with and let other people do, you know, to take parts of your job. You know, your job is to work yourself out of what you're doing. And that's what I've had to do.
Jay, great having you on the Entrepreneur CEO Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.